wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child born in a world to carry on, to carry on.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The White House is urging Israel to allow more aid into Gaza as soon as possible. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says aid into Gaza has significantly decreased.
We want that situation turned around now, as soon as possible.
That's why he says Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sent a letter to Israeli officials to do something about it.
Yesterday would have been a better day to increase humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
As for the need to send this letter, Kirby said it just underscores the deep sense of urgency. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
On the campaign trail today, Vice President Harris visits the Breakfast Club radio program, telling host Charlemagne the God in Detroit that former President Donald Trump is not fit for the job.
Donald Trump, through his way of trying to name call and demean and divide, tries to project as though those things are a sign of strength, when in fact the man is really quite weak.
During an often contentious interview with Bloomberg editor-in-chief John Micklewaith at the Chicago Economic Club, former President Trump declined to say whether he has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin since leaving office.
He's got 2,000 nuclear weapons, and so do we. China has a lot less, but they'll catch us within 5 years.
That sounds very
I don't talk about that.
You talk about Netanyahu, but I can tell you what,
Russia has never had a president that they respect so much.
The Biden administration is invoking a wartime power to keep IV fluids flowing nationwide during a shortage. CBS's Alexander Tin reports.
Federal health officials say they have invoked the Defense Production Act to bump the factory to the front of the line for a contractor that was needed to help fix the plant, and are now looking for other ways to speed up rebuilding. It comes as more hospitals now tell CBS News that they are being forced to cut back on procedures or conserve supplies as the nationwide shortage drags on for another week.
Attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs are asking something new of the judge overlooking his sex trafficking case. CBS's Matt Piper reports from New York.
Sean Combs' lawyers want the judge to force prosecutors to disclose the names of his accusers. They say Combs must know who his alleged victims are in order to prepare for trial next year. The request comes a day after six new lawsuits were filed against Combs anonymously to protect the identities of the accusers, but we do know they were four men and two women. Those attorneys say they represent a group of more than 100 accusers who are in the process of suing the 54-year-old. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Panda fans turned out to greet their favorite bears at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in the nation's capital.
Henrietta Rose led cheers outside of the zoo as Bao Li and Qing Bao arrived, along with a crowd at a stuffed panda wearing a pink t-shirt.
It was just exciting, almost like when they were laying the branches down when Jesus was coming through. You know, it's like, oh, look at the zoo's here.
Fans could eventually visit the giant pandas in person for free after a quarantine. Bring your ears. Allison Keys, CBS News, Washington.
Boeing is moving toward raising up to $25 billion to shore up its troubled financial position. The company is signaling that it could raise that much money by issuing new stock or debt over the next 3 years, and it's entering into a new $10 billion credit agreement with leading U.S. banks. Boeing has lost more than $25 billion since the start of 2019 and is now under pressure during a machinist strike. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some lingering clouds with a stray shower or two this evening. Otherwise, a partly cloudy sky tonight. Freeze warning issued for areas of frost. Lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow. A high in the mid-50s. And sunny and low 60s Thursday. It's 46 right now.
Attached to my heart. how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh, twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no.
I love you,
oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Racine's Famous Zoo, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J.
Sugar and spice.
Taking the line.
city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know.
WRJN, home to the Milwaukee Brewers. Before and after the games, we spin the timeless hits. Baseball, timeless hits, a great soundtrack to summer, and we've got it all on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. things that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might.
on so that the dancer just won't hide.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In North Carolina, 92 people are still missing nearly 3 weeks after Hurricane Helene brought devastating floods to the western part of that state. That's on top of people confirmed killed as a result of the storm. CBS's Janet Chamlian has heard from the governor and spoken to Jessica Mettinger, whose mother, Kim Ashby, was swept away in a flood.
Governor Roy Cooper addressed the situation today.
The Department of Public Safety formed a task force to find who is still unaccounted for and focus efforts where needed.
In hard-hit Buncombe County, more than 20 search and rescue teams have dwindled to three. Mettinger says now everyone searching in neighboring Avery County, where her mom disappeared, is a volunteer.
When you hear that number, 92 in this state unaccounted for, what do you think?
I think, how can we expect to find mom when there are so many people that also need help?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warn the U.S. may withhold military aid to Israel if it does not improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza in the next 30 days. CBS's Raimi Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
That letter was a forceful one from Washington, accusing Israel of slowing or stopping nearly all humanitarian aid movements inside Gaza last month. Yesterday, the UN was able to deliver some food to people in northern Gaza, but that was really just the first time in 2 weeks.
With just 3 weeks until Election Day, the presidential candidates are still focusing on battleground states. In Detroit, Michigan, Vice President Harris visits